One point I want to just begin with about music, and then we have to go right to the Gemara. Okay? I don't know if we stressed yesterday that the Ramah basically writes Beferish. Thank you, Eitan. It says Beferish that in Simon, Tov Kuf Samech, Siv Gimel, he says, V'yeshomrim Davke Misharogel Behem. So, any music that's considered to be permissible, the Ramah says you shouldn't engage bekvias. There's no doubt about the Ramah. So I want you to note that, okay? Whatever the definition of kvias means, I think it definitely means certainly not on a daily basis. I don't know, maybe once a week or something along those lines. So we have to be wary of that as B'nai Torah. We follow the Ramah. So it includes, let's say, even this notion, let's say, of listening to any music, seems to be, would only be if there's no regilus, okay? The Ramah writes. And then the Ramah writes, if it's a case of wine, even if it is infrequent, it is usur. If it's a bebase mishnah, okay? And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I want you to get this, those that eat a meal, and outside they're playing music, he says that it's, and they do this every day, it's an isur gomer. He points out from the Prima Gadol. So please, let's get the points. Number one, no matter what music it is, it should not be bekvias. So we have to be wary of that. Number two, if it's al wine, it's usur, even if it's infrequent. Number three is, he quotes the Prima Gadol, that those that eat meals with music in the background is an isur gomer. Number four, the Shartzian points out the following. He points out in Sifkot and Chav Gimel that the truth is, that's only if it's wine. We mentioned that yesterday in Lomdis. But if it's a meal, it's a mishnah v'achil, it's mutter. And this I don't understand, he says, and I think the answer for this will have to be mazgar. I think we have a pshat. He says, don't protest people that are ruggel hazeh. So those people that have meals, a food meal, even though it's with wine, it's okay. Even if they're ragil with this, it's not a problem. Why do you think that's not a problem? I thought we said anything that's ragil should be a problem. Why is this not a problem? What do you think the beer is in the Shartzian? He says those people that have meals, and it's regilus, meals, not just wine, meals, it's okay. Why is that okay? What do you say the svar is? I think the svar is, Yossi was asking, we mentioned it yesterday, Yossi was asking this morning, I think the vort is its background. If you're having a meal, you're having the meal lamaisa, not l'shem, what? Listening to music, it's background. So if you view it like that, it's background, then even regilus would be mutter, because anyway, it's played down. It's a background type thing. Maybe that's the pshat in the Shartzian, and that's why it would be okay. So we have to be wary about this. You have to be wary about what's, so then you'll say to me, so that you can do background all the time. Okay, we have to use our seichel regarding this, but I want you to stress the Ramah. Okay, it's very important. And like Yossi was asking this morning about the Shiras with the Shpachos, what does Shiras with the Shpachos mean? You listen to Jewish music. Are you listening to Jewish music, Shiras with the Shpachos to the Eibishter? Also, you got to think about that. You know, Shiras with the Shpachos means you're engaging in an experiential ruchnius type thing. But if you just like, you know, the song Revach Revach, you know, because it's a good song. So the question is that I'm just wondering aloud, which I think is a good song too, I'm wondering aloud whether that falls into this category of Shiras V'Tishbachos. But I want you to stress this Ramah about Shalobikvius, and maybe the pshat of background is the pshat in the Shartzian. If you're having a meal, that's okay, Lamaist. Even if you're Rogel B'kach, how could that be? Because maybe the meal is considered, makes the music background. Okay. All right. Now we must go weiter in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, we have a lot to see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay. Philip, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's go. We gotta move. What'd you say?
Clear up the Ramah. Exactly what the Ramah
is. So that's what the Ramah is saying. The Ramah is saying
Ramah, say in terms of kfiyas.
Oh, so I like I said, I think Shalom B'Kvias is certainly not daily. Maybe once a week would be okay. This is what we're suggesting. Okay? Something along the lines, let's say once a week. But every day is certainly B'Kvias. The model is the Reish Galusa, morning and evening. So you got to break that. It cannot be daily. Okay? Yes, Ron?
That was live music.
You're right, but it was the notion of Shaloh al Yadei Yayin. Shaloh al Yadei Yayin. And we said that the truth of the matter is that if it's instrumental, Rav Moshe said there's no chiluk. Remember we said that. We said other poskim were making on that. And all the shilas, I don't know if we mentioned, remember the lumdus we had yesterday about Kolisha? I think Allah HaLamayisah, we should be machmir. Whenever shila comes up, we should be machmir. Remember we had five nafkaminas? Like Zmiris, you should be machmir. I think the best bet is always to be machmir in those types of vinyan. Okay? Because Kolisha might be the Yeraisa. Philip, let's go. Go ahead. These are psukim mentioned in Yoshua, cities in Eretz Israel, in the territory of Yehuda. Everyone's familiar with Dimona, right? Because Dimona is where the nuclear reactor is, right? We don't talk about it much in Eretz Israel, but Baruch Hashem in Eretz, so we have a nuclear reactor, right? And it's in Dimona. There's a yeshiva there, I think a Hezbollah yeshiva, Dimona. This is from that pasuk. Go ahead. He says, what are you listing? You're listing cities of Eretz Yashokoyach, right? Go ahead. What, I don't know that those are cities in Eretz Yisrael, right? Rav Huna Bar Nosson says this to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi says they're cities. I also know they're cities. Go ahead. Ella. Anyone who has jealousy, or Rashi adds on here, anger, okay? Anger. Because the guy was mitzayer him. You're angry because someone hurt you. So you're very angry. You're ready to give him, fight him back. And you're quiet, v'domeim, go ahead. Who's shochen adiyad? The Abishur will take care of the guy. You don't get revenge. It's interesting, because the Gemara writes in Yuma, I want you to get this down, the Israel of Nekama is by Mamon. How would it be different Mamon Ksiv? Gemara in Yuma, Chav Gimel Manalf. Rashi quotes the Gemara. What's the classification of Nekama? Guy asked me for a hammer, my neighbor. Right? I said, no, I don't want to give you the hammer. Next day I need a pliers. He says, you didn't give me the hammer yesterday. I'm not giving you my pliers. That's the classical case of Nekama. It's on Mamon. Who be Mamon Ksiv. See, it's on Mamon. So you see that even though the Isra of Nekama, the Gemara says Beferish is on Mamonis, but you still see that there's a vestige of it, Lamaisa. And therefore you shouldn't harbor any anger at all. The Abishur will take care of it. It's a very hard thing to do. I'm not saying it's easy, but you see Beferish, the din here of Kina is not just what? Jealousy, it's anger, because he was Mitzayer you. This is a segue to the sugya before about Moser. Correct. Go ahead. Wait, I wasn't Masber. Keen is from jealousy. What's Dimona? Domain. Quiet. And what is Adada? Adada is referring to Shochen Adayad, meaning the Abishter. See, those three names of the town are referring to this din. It's a homily. Go ahead. What do you do with the psukim of Sakla Gumidamda Visansano? Go ahead. How are you going to make that, Drusha? Go ahead. Amarle. If he was here, Rav Agaviyah Mibegarzi, he would have said Apshak. Go ahead. And what did Rav Acha Bechozo say about this? Go ahead, Hachi. Go ahead. Anyone who has a complaint about legima means a livelihood. That's the word siklag, legina. Yeah. So you have a tie on someone that someone took away some of your job. Go ahead. And you're quiet. That's the word what? Madame Dama, referring to domain. Go ahead. The one who dwells in the bush, Osolodin. Who's that? The Abishter. The Abishter appeared to Hashem in the sneh when we were downtrodden in Mitzrayim. So that's what Samson is referring to. So in other words, the din is, don't have tainas. Someone you think took away shtickly your business, you don't have to run and take him to a din Torah. You don't have to run and yell at him. Whatever happens, happens, Lomaisa. Whatever he accuses you of, maybe he accuses you of. You didn't do anything. You don't have to always respond. It's very important. What does the Mishnah say in Ovis? The best meat is what? Shtikit. 80-90% of the time, shtikit is the best bet. You don't have to respond. Now, I want you to get this. There are 35 towns listed in Yoshua, the Pasuk says. There are 35. You count them up, there are only 29. 35 minus 29 is 6. Even I can figure that out, right? Based on higher mathematics. So these are the six towns that are left out. Now I want you to get this. The Taisa Rosh quotes B'Shem Remeir HaDarshan. The Taisa Rosh points out B'Shem Remeir HaDarshan that these six cities, Lamaisa, these six cities are mentioned. Why are they the ones that are picked on for the drushes? Okay? The Pasuk says they're 35, they only listed 29, right? So why are these six cities the ones that are listed that there are drushes about? Because it lists off these cities, Lamaisa, because in the Pasuk it says what? They're 29, and then it lists off, then it counts 35. So it happens to be that these six are picked for drusha because Lamaisa, they're the first ones. They're the first ones listed, says the Taisa Rosh B'Shem Remeir HaDarshan. They're the first ones listed. And the Maram Shif has a different shot because of the six psukim, there's something strange about these words. You know, Adada and Sansana, Madamdama, they're repetitive in their Lashon. There's a kphelis. And that tells us that the first six should be Darshan. So that's why of the 35, these six were chosen. Okay, very well. Let's go now, Phil. Philip, Viter. How do you know a Kli was Usser? Now, who was the Reish Galusa? He was the exilarch in Galus, in Bavel. He was the political leader of the Yidden in Bavel. So he asked him, "Are a crown Usser?" Go ahead. Midrabanan. Now, it's important for us to stress, whenever you're analyzing a halacha in Lomdus, what's the first thing you always got to ask? Whether it's the Reish or the Rabbanan. Very excellent, Noah. Why is that so crucial? Because why? In the cases of Safek, Safek D'Rais L'Chumra, Safek D'Rabban L'Kula. So the Isser of wearing a crown, he says right off the bat, is D'Rabban. Go ahead. Right. The army of Vespasian, when they were coming towards Yerushalayim, go ahead. They assered Chasanim to wear crowns. Okay, let's get everything. Let's get the din. It's interesting, the Rambam writes from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that Chassan is Doma LeMelech. And a Melech always wears a hat. That's why many have an Indian to wear a hat at their wedding. Even let's say they don't normally wear a hat. Because the Rambam writes from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that a Chassan is Doma LeMelech, and the Melech wears a hat. Something to think about when you get married. Okay? I'm not saying you have to, but it's a nice thing. Even if you're not going to wear it. Okay? Because it's a special din. So it was this very, very troubling times. Vespasian's coming towards Yerushalayim. What happens? They make a gzeira to diminish the simcha. And we know that from the Mishnah Berurah. Two other examples of zeicha l'chorban that we have. What is the Ramah quote from Tyson Brachas? What daf and lamed beis manaf? We break a glass. What else do we do? What do we put on the chassan's head? Tyson's quotes. Ashes. Halacha l'mais, we put ashes on his head. That's also done. L'mais, it's something to think about also at your wedding. L'mais, they sing that's a little bit of a minute, but breaking the glass is not a problem of Baltashas, the Mishnah Berurah says, because why? You're giving Musr. You know what Baltashas is? You're not allowed to waste things. It's an Isser to waste things. Rambam writes the Isser of Baltashas only on fruit trees, taking fruit trees and ripping them down. Anything else you waste is also, but it's only the Rabbanan. The Rush argues this in Baltashas, anything you waste. So it's a very important machlokes Rambam Rush what the scope of Baltashas is. But the bottom line is if you get something out of it, it's not a problem. Make sure, let's get it. So that's the Chiddush here. They made a Xera. Go ahead. What does the Irus mean? Tambourines. That would show excessive Simcha. And they said, no more tambourines. Go ahead, Viter. In the meantime, Rav Huna went to go to the bathroom. Lafnuye. Go ahead. So Rav Chista, the Talmud of Rav Huna, was there. He wouldn't say anything but Malkum his Rebbe. It's not respectful. Okay? Rav Huna was his Rebbe. So Rav Huna went to the washroom, we went to the restroom, and Rav Chista says, go ahead, Amalei. Rav Chista said, it's a pasuk, right? Now let me ask you, what do you think it's a pasuk? What does that imply? That it's what? The Araisa. Where is this pasuk? In Navi. What is Navi called? Nach? Divrei Kabbalah. So I want you to get this. There's a very big machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Reb Artzaloni, whether Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami. Is it Kedivrei Torah Dami? Is it the Araisa? It's a very important machlokes. Always confuse who says what. So for Belina and for tomorrow, I'll check out who says what. But let's assume the Baal HaMor says this, and the Reb Artzaloni argues.
Reb Artzaloni argues, says Divrei Kabbalah is not Kidrei Torah. L'man afkamina, any did or mitzvah that is mentioned in Nach, what is its status? Is it the Eraisa or is it the Rabbanan? That's a fundamental machlokes. All the mitzvahs of Purim, do they have the status of being the Eraisa or Rabbanan? They're mentioned in Nach. It's a very fundamental machlokes. So Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah, tell me. So I want to say, maybe we could suggest a bissel chiddush here. Okay, it is a bit of a chiddush, but I think it makes quite a lot of sense. Is that Rav Chisda saying, you know what? I hold that it's the Eraisa. But isn't it a Navi? Must be the Rav Chisda holds what, Yasi? Divrei Kabbalah what? Bless you. Kedivrei what? Torah Dami. It's a machloikis here. Maybe the machloikis, the Balamor Rebar Tzoloni, is a machloikis between the Talmud and the Rebbe here. Whether what? Divrei Kabbalah lav kedivrei Torah Dami. Is it considered to be what? Is it considered to be the status of being the Eraisa? Maybe we could say that's good for the machloikis. Go ahead. I'm going to Rav Chisda Krok, Steve. Go ahead. Hashem said, remove the, Hashem your God said, remove the hat. Baharim Atar, remove the crown. Go ahead. Zos lo zos. Not only this, go ahead. Hashvela hakbeya. Lower down what's high. Vagvo hishpil. And what's high, lower down. Go ahead. Now the Gemara makes a drosha. Why are you comparing a mitznefes to a crown? Ella what? When the Kohen Gadol is active and we have a Beis HaMikdash, go ahead. Atar is on every, you can put a crown on any man. Go ahead. Once we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, excellent, you have to remove it. So that's a beautiful drasha. Go ahead. Adahachi in the meantime. Rav Huna returned from the restroom. Go ahead. You saw that his Talmud and Rish Galus were talking and learning about this pasuk. Go ahead. Elohim's a lashon shvuah. He says, I understand what you're doing, but I insist that it's the Rabbanan. So we're saying the Rebbe Rav Chisda held, like what? That Divrei Kabbalah is lav kedivrei Torah. He held like the Reb Artzaloni, right? He says it's the Rabbanan, it's not the Eraisa. Go ahead. Chisdecha is your name, and Chisdecha Milcha. And your words are what? Very pleasant. Okay, so what's pshat with this? Very interesting, okay? Very interesting. If in fact that's the case, why does he say, if he argues on him, why does he say his words are pleasant? What's the pshat l'maisa? If he said he held, he made a mistake, and he holds not the Eraisa, holds the Rabbanan, what's the pshat? What's the pshat l'maisa? The Pusik is not talking about what? The Pusik is not talking about. Go ahead. What does he say? I mean, what is he, before you go vayta, what is basically the pshat in the Pusik? It's not referring to what? The Atar of Chasanim. Who's it referring to? As Rashi says. Who does Rav Chisda say it's referring to? What was the drasha? The drasha was Philip that what? We compare the Kohen Gadol to the crown of any person, right? The crown of the Kohen Gadol, the crown of the person, wasn't referring to the crown of every person. Who was it referring to? Wasn't referring to Chasanim. It was referring to the king, right? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Tzidkiyahu was the Melech. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he was exiled. Has nothing to do with Chasanim. So if he thought it was a mistake, what's he complimenting him for? So the Marashah says like this. Let's get it. The Marashah says that he said you were correct on the diuk. There's something here. What's the connection between Mitznefes and Atara? But you just made the drush in the wrong direction. In other words, your diuk was good. Why is the Navi comparing a Mitznefes with Atara? But your approach is wrong. You don't compare a crown of every Chasan to the crown of the Kohen Gadol. It was a comparison of the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. That's how the Marashah teaches the Pshat. Okay. Biter. Go ahead. Ravina found Marbar of Ashi that was weaving a crown for his own daughter for her wedding. Go ahead. Don't you hold you're supposed to remove a weather crown nowadays? Go ahead. No, you have to compare it to a Kohen Gadol. This is only on men. About what? Nashim, women, no problem. Go ahead. What does that pasuk mean in the middle? Not only this, but not only this. Go ahead. Dash Rav Avira. Sometimes you say B'Shem Rav Ami. Go ahead. Go ahead. At a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, remove the crown, remove the crown, remove the hat, you remove the crown. Amru, go ahead. They said Nasa v'nishma, and this is their punishment? Right? The angels are complaining to the Eibishter. Go ahead. Go ahead. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? That Bizman Menashe the Melech, the terrible wicked king, what did he do? He put a tzelem in the Eichel. He says, and that was their behavior? Of course they deserve this punishment. They lowered what should be elevated. I mean, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was home. They put a tzelem in? Terrible, terrible thing. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that they were deserving of their punishment. We know Menashe was a terrible, wicked king. You know the Gemara and Brachos are not feud, right? Chizkiyahu saw b'nevuah. He was going to have a terrible son. He didn't want to have the child. So Yeshaya HaNavi came in and gave him stark musr. Brachos daf yud min alef. What does it say there? It says, Beferish, the mitzvah peruvu, forget about what's going to be. Maybe you will turn out to be a good guy. Turn out to be a horrible guy. But we can't be, you have a mitzvah, peruvu. There's nothing to pilpul about. So you do the mitzvah. That reminds me that Evan pointed out a Gemara and Brachos on daf. What daf was it? Yudam and Aleph. No. It's on that same daf. That's what reminded me. On Yudam and Aleph, we talked about Moser. The Gemara talks about the Reb Meir told his wife, Bruya, there were guys that were bothering him. So he was davening, going to daven to Hashem, they should be killed. So Bruya, his wife, gave him Moser and said, why are you davening, they should be killed? Why don't you daven to Hashem, they should stop doing their sins? And that's what the Gemara says. They should stop doing their sins. So he was. So Evan was just saying, it's very interesting, the Gemara here about Moser. According to one shot in our Tosis, what do we say? That you daven early for it, that Hashem should what? That Hashem should take care of the person. What you have to say, I guess, so Evan was asking Akasha, based on that Gemara, how could you ever daven? We said that if you have no other way out, you could daven to Hashem that the guy should be punished. If there's another way out, then you're punished first, right? So what's the answer to that? It's a good kasha, what Evan asked. I was thinking, I don't know. Maybe he had davened already. Maybe he had tried already. Maybe nothing was helping. I don't know. You don't get that impression from the Gemara in the Maisa, that you gotta keep trying, keep trying. It's a good kasha that you brought up from that Gemara. Okay, to think about it more. Fight or not? Go ahead, Philip. Go ahead, Ma'idich Siv. Nagozu v'over v'goymer. If you're complete and there's a lot, you'll be sheared off, and it'll pass through. Go ahead. Even if you have a very small salary, you should give stakka. Go ahead. For sure, if you make a big salary, you got to give stakka. Go ahead. V'over. What does it mean that it's sheared through and you pass through? Go ahead. Anyone who shears off his salary and gives stakka will be saved from Gehenna. Go ahead. It's a mushel to two ewes, two small animals, goats. Go ahead. You skipped that. Shayu over b'mayim. They were passing through the water. Go ahead. One was sheared, one was not sheared, its wool. Oh, the one that sheared goes through easy, the one that doesn't shear doesn't go through easy. In other words, what do you have to say? Meaning that if someone doesn't give stakka, no matter how much you're making, you're not going to be matzliach. You've got to try to give stakka, no matter how much you're making. Okay? If you're gzuza, you'll pass through. If you're not gzuza, you won't pass through. Okay? Go ahead. V'inisecha. Even an ani that doesn't have a salary has to what? Give stakka. Go ahead. Lo ancha od. If he gives stakka, you won't even give some money. It's like three levels. You have a guy who has a big salary he's got to give. You have a guy who has a small salary he's got to give. You got an ani who doesn't even have a salary he's got to give. That's the chiddush of this gemara. Okay, very excellent. Fine. So this is the din. We have two topics here. The din of atara and the din of what stakka. So we have to see now what exactly is going on here with this regarding this halacha of atara, okay? And then we have to get the halacha what of the chiyuv stakka. Okay, let's see inside the tesis. Go ahead, ataras. Let's see. Rashi says it's mamish a crown. Rashi says the whole topic of the Gemara is mamish a crown. So we have to see that the Kabbalists, sometimes they wear this, what's it called, tiara? Tiara. How do you say it?
Tiara.
Tiara. Okay, how do you spell it? T-I-A-R-A? Yeah. Okay. Are those okay? Maybe those fall under this isser of chasanin, of ataris. Okay? So go ahead. Rashi says talking about a crown mamish. Go ahead. What does Tosis say? He says he's wrong. Go ahead. What does that mean now? Did everyone understand this kasha? But we always say no skimming, right? What was the kasha? What does it say there in the Mishnah? In Soda? That there's a gzeira on what? Vespasian, during the times of Vespasian, made a gzeira to diminish simcha, right? And what was that gzeira? He can't wear crowns. So what does the Gemara comment immediately there? What type of crowns? Gemara and Sota there on Daf Mem Tesim and Bezis, the last daf there. One opinion says what? The different day is in that Gemara. We always got to look up the Gemara. I cannot stress that enough. Osius Machkimos. One day it says only salt and sulfur was usher. It's made of hadas. You know what hadas is? Hadasim, verit is roses, mutter. Shmuel says afshal hadas, verit is usher. Shal kanim and shal chilu. It's kanim, reeds, and chelis, kanim is like sticks. Chilis are reeds. It's mutter. Levi says even kinim and chilis is usher. So, well, what do you see from this Gemara? That what? That if the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah, obviously, go ahead, Philip. Vein derech. Vein derech lasos. Meaning, what is he saying? What did the Gemara say, black on white and sota? When the Mishnah asked ataris, what type of ataris? According to one day, which was what? Verit and what? Which is Rav. I'm sorry, not Rav Shmuel. He quotes Shmuel Shita, the Gemara. Tosis quotes Shmuel Shita. That verit and hadas were asr. But if it was made of reeds and what? Silk, it's what? Not silk, but it sticks and reeds, it's mutter. If you're talking about crowns, crowns aren't made of that material. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah and saying, what type of crowns were prohibited? It says what? Roses and hadasim were usher. But what? But if they're made of sticks and reeds, it's mutter. Last time I checked, crowns, if you're talking about crowns, usually are made of metal. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense according to Rashi and Sota. So therefore, Tosis argues on Rashi. Okay? You can't have a limitation on what? So if roses and hadasim are fine, if the material is made of roses and hadasim, but if it's made of what? Reeds and sticks, it's mutter. What do you mean? If it's a crowns, mamas, they're made of any of that stuff. Go ahead. So what does Tosis say? Hello, what? Ella ataros, shosin kain kippa. What does that mean? So please get down. It's a fundamental machlokes. Rashi does. What is this sugya talking about? Rashi says it means crowns mamish, and Tosis means it means a kippa. I don't know how to. You know how like they have these at the ballpark. Sometimes in baseball games they have these like umbrellas you wear on your head. You ever saw it in a real hot one? That's what it is. Kind of. It's like an extended kippa, like an ohel over your head. That's what it was. It was like a kippa, extended kippa over your head that would cover over your head. It wasn't a crown, mamish. Go ahead. Barosh what?
Barosh
Kol Adam. And it was what? Barosh Kol Adam. What is Rosh Kol Adam? Where does Rosh Kol Adam appear? What'd you say? In our Gemara. Very good, Zach. Rosh Kol Adam. Where did Rosh Kol Adam? It said in the Gemara, you remove it with Rosh Kol Adam. Rosh Kol Adam, I thought this is only an Isser of Chasanim. Go ahead. Barosh Kol Adam. Dikamar. It's not at dafka on your head. It's a little bit elevated. Like I said, it's like an umbrella over your head. It's not literally cold on the adam. Go ahead. What is that? The windows of the Kodesh Kadashim, the walls of the Kodesh Kadashim had windows with these pirshu, nami gaonim, muzavos. They had like umbrellas, golden things. Shosin. Excellent. So that's what Tosis says. We have a Machlekes Rashi, Tosis, what Ataris is. Okay, go ahead. Next point of Tosis. Lo have klila dehacha. Okay. Lo have klila dehacha. The Bach takes out, it says, klila dehacha. He takes out the dava. Instead of the dava, the Rishash takes it out and says dehacha. Please get that down. Lo have klila dehacha, not the dava. Dava means gold. He's learning it's not gold. Because over here we're talking about what? A kippah, meaning an umbrella. Over there we're talking about mamish metal. Go ahead in Shabbos. Go ahead to Kamar. Many people go out with klili binardo. Many people go out with crowns. Okay? So that's very important. So I want you to get that a kippah is usr for a chassan and it's mutter for a kala. Okay? The only isr for a kala is what? A crown mamish, which is called an irshel zahav. An irshel zahav is usr for a kala. But everything else would be permissible, l'maisa, for a kala. As we found, he weaved it for his daughter, Mar Rav Ashi. The isr for a Isser for a cow is only in Atara Mamish, Irshul Zahav. But for a man, it's Usser even this kippah. We got this so far? That's what emerges from Tatisis. Other women, though, what about women that aren't Kalas? Are they allowed to wear an Irshul Zahav? Yes. So we got everything so far in the Sheet Tatisis? Please, let's get it. Irshul Zahav is Usser for a Kala. Regular women is Mutter even Irshul Zahav. A Chosin is Usser with the kippah. A chassan is also with the kippah. A chassan, lomais, is also for the kippah. A cow is mutter with that kippah, with that thing, umbrella over her head. Go ahead. Excellent. Do me that Taurus kalos, which is what? The Irshel Zahav. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Mechlau de Bechol Shari. Ella what? Only chassan and the cows were usher with their particular isser because of simchi yisera. Kedamrin hasam nami. Right. What does that mean? The requirement to put ashes was on every person only on a chassan. Only on a chassan on David's wedding, you put it under the chuppah. Always bring ashes when a masada kedushin to put on the chassan's forehead and in the seder kedushin. All the parents are always afraid and mess up the pictures. You just wipe it away. You put it on the chassan. And then you wipe it away. So it means anything that's burned in fire in the tanur to exclude efer para. That's what Rashi says. You're obviously not going to. We don't have a red heifer, right? A para aduma, but that's what it's used for. So this is the sheet of the Taisus. Okay. So let us now get to the details about the topic of crowns. Let's get it. Okay. As we mentioned, we have this machlokes beferish as to whether what the topic is. There is a bach though. That I want you to get, that claims that Tosfos will agree that the Gzeira applies not just to the Kippah, but it also applies to the crown Mamish. Okay, it's a big Chiddush, the Bach, as we learned, Philip, you read very nicely. Seems like a very clear Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But the Bach claims that Tosfos is arguing Rashi in the Pshat and the Gemara, but he will agree, and it makes sense, Al Pisvara, that if you're ushering these Kippah, these umbrellas, right? For sure you're going to ask her a crown. Shouldn't it be a kol shekain? So he wants to say al pidin. Tosfos just arguing Rashi in the pshat. But halacha lemaisa, he would agree with Rashi that crowns mamish are usher as well. That's what the Bach writes in Simen Tov Kuf Samach. Okay. Next point, let's get. Is this isser limited only to a chassan, or does it apply to everyone else? So Philip, you just read very nicely that Tosfos, and I want you to point out the Ramban and the Rashba as well, right? The Isser is noeg only b'chassanim. Just like we find the Irshel Zav is by Kalos, the Isser of the crowns, or the Isser of the hat, the umbrellas we're calling them, are Usser only for what? Chassanim. And they're Medayikit. How are they Medayikit? Because the Gemara compared the terrace of Chassanim to who? The Mitznefes of a Kohen Gadol. So obviously, a Kohen Gadol is a very chashuv man. A chassan also is very chashuv. Whereas a regular person is not of that chashivus. So I want you to get this. The Tosfos, the Ramban, and the Rashba say the Isser is limited only to chassanim, people that are chashuv. And it fits well in the Gemara, the comparison to the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Very good. However, the Meiri argues. The Meiri and Ardaf argues, please get it, and claims not that way. He claims that if they asur the atara to chassanim, kal v'chomer menachem, we asur it to every person. Okay, so once you get that, the Meiri argues. The Meiri says the isur is not limited only to chassanim, it's a kal v'chomer. And what's the kal v'chomer? Makes sense. I mean, you think, give the chassan a break. It's his wedding day, happiest day of his life, right? But we still what? We still asur him to wear it. How much more so A regular fellow, Lamaisa, we shouldn't, there's no reason to give him a break. That's the theory of the Meiri. So it's a fundamental machlekes, you got me? Between the Meiri against Tosfos, Rashi, and Ramban, what the scope of what, the Isser of what, of Ateris will be. Okay. Fine. Next point, Lamaisa. Next point. Is this the Raisa or is it Midrabanan? Okay? Is this the Raisa or is it the Rabbanan? Rav Chista learned it from a Pasuk, and I want you to get that. Is there any Rishon that points out what we said? That it's the Raisa? Yes. The Otzer HaGaonim writes that Rav Chista claims that it's an Issa the Raisa. And his Rebbe Rav Huna held not that way. It's interesting. Now, the Maharal points out in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael and Pirik Yud Gimel, what's the obvious Kasha? If you hold that Rav Chista held it was the Raisa, what's the obvious kasha? I didn't think of it myself, but I saw it. What it was the lashon of Mishnah in Sota? What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Gazru. What does Gazru imply? That it's the Rabbanan. So what Rav Chista didn't know, the Mishnah, the Maharal asks. It's a beautiful kasha. So he says the following. He says the Gzeira was before the Churban, but the Pasuk was referring to what's going to be after the Churban. Okay, that's a little bit strange though, no? That means before the Churban they made it a Gzeira, but the Navi was really saying it really is what? The Araisa. So I guess you'll have to say that the word Gazer doesn't literally mean Gzeira. It means that they implemented this Isser. But the Navi was making a Nevuah that it would be an Isser even afterwards, and that Isser would be the Araisa. Okay. I think you have to say, Zevi, that the word Gazer means they implemented.
Why would they implement it?
Because maybe they felt that this was the time now. It was imminent. The Churban was imminent. But in reality, it was the Araisa. Okay? In other words, it was an Issa the Araisa when it would be difficult times for the Klal Yisrael. No, but that's what I'm saying. The Pasuk saying that the Issa remains, because once we don't have the Bessim, it's a terrible time. But once the terrible times begin, that's when the Issa the Araisa came about.
But beforehand, it was
right, it wasn't terrible times.
No.
So it was no Issa
D'Oraisa.
It was just no, it was nothing. That's what I'm saying.
They implemented
that the times were imminent, and the Navi was talking about after the Churban. But Issa D'Oraisa is only for bad times. Okay.
The old Slavka different Dami?
Yes.
So then how is... We're
not working with that. We're working with Chista.
So if you hold, though, that Divrei Kabbalah is Lavka Divrei Dami, so then it would be Dirabban, right?
Yes, that's the Pashup Shah.
So then how does the Gemara flow?
The Pashup Shad is like the Rebbe, Rav Huna. Rav Chista was the one who said the Raisa. That's all. We're saying that's good for the Machlokes, Rav Huna, Rav Chista.
Yeah, but wasn't originally first the Gemara was that it was a Gzera, right?
Yeah, that's
then we said, oh no, it's based on a Pasuk Navi.
That's Rav Chista said. That was Rav Chista Shita. Rav Huna came back and said, you're the Talmud, you're wrong.
Is there any Nafkamina, though, between the Gzera,
sure.
Rabbanan and Divrei Kabbalah? If it's
no Nafkamina. It's all going to be the Rabbanan. But if you hold Divrei Kabbalah, there's a big Nafkamina. Right. So we're saying that's good for the Machlokes. Machlokes is Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Yes, Alex, go ahead.
Rav Huna said Rav Chista's drasha is wrong, so why do we use it in the Gemara? Why is Rabina asking the drasha?
What did you say?
Rav Huna said that Rav Chista's drasha was wrong for learning.
Right, but he said his words were good, so he said the Marsha's pshat.
Rashi said to learn something else, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Marsha's saying. You made a good deal. There's got to be a drasha, but your drasha's wrong.
Then why?
That's
Rabina,
all.
Why is Rabina asking Rav Chista's drasha?
Ravina. What do you mean? Ravina found Marbar Ravashi that was saying, weaving the thing, right? So he said what? He said, remove the what? Remove the drasha, right? Remove it, right? No problem. There's no problem with that. There's Alex. Alex is making a good horror. Alex is making a good horror. That's not a problem. He's defending Rav Chista. You're right.
Why would he defend Rav Chista?
Because it's a machlokes. He held it was the Raisa. He held like the Talmud. It's a good horror what Alex is saying. Ravina held like Marbar Ravashi. Maybe that's what you're referring to before, Yossi, right? And the next story was later on Moraim. Ravina Ravashi was last generation of Moraim. When he brings up the Pusik, he's bringing up the Drasha of who? Of Rav Huna, right? Is he bringing up the Drasha? No, I'm sorry, of Rav Chista. He's bringing up the Drasha of Rav Chista. So Alex is saying that defends, that supports Rav Chista. Okay, you're absolutely right, but that's not a problem. Okay, let's go by. We got to go by. Okay? All right. If you look in the Rambam says Beferish, okay? Rambam says Beferish, very interesting, in Perakei, Hilchos Tainus Halacha Tet Vov. The Rambam says A kfeilus lashon. Did you notice? Look up the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? He says, your gozer ataras chasanin v'lo shianich achasin b'rosho shum kalil. Why does the Rambam have to repeat that? Very bizarre. He says, v'chein gozer ataras chasanin shulaniach klal, number one. If we read the Rambam closely. Number two, v'shul yaniach achasin b'rosho shum kalil. What's the Rambam this double lashon for? Oh. So it could very well be that maybe the Rambam is saying as follows. Rashi and Tosfos. Not only is the crown usher, but also the kippah, the umbrella that's worn on their head is also usher as well. Okay? And that's one reading of the Rambam. However, the Shiari HaKorban and the Yushalmi and the Safnas Panech, the Rogachover, say the following. They say that the Rambam is referring to any human being is usher, not just a chassan. Like the Meiri Shita, that it's usher on everyone. Okay? And that's why the Rambam stressed it. Okay? And the truth of the matter is that it would fit according to our girsa. Maybe the Rambam is saying a double lashon that it should not just refer to the chassan, but it's referring to what everyone. The problem is, Lamaisa, that's possible according to our girsa. There's another ksav yad of the Rambam, the Italian girsa of the Rambam, that says, Beferish shigazru alataras chassanim shalayaniach hachassan. It's mamish beferish shalayaniach hachassan. So according to that Italian girsa, the Rambam, that we have, Lamaisa, it's definitely usher only for a chassan. So that's pshat Lamaisa regarding the chassan. So we have to be wary about this. Obviously, we don't wear a crown nowadays. A chassan's not going to wear a crown, but he would wear a hat because he's Domel HaMelech. But wearing a hat, obviously, push-up shot should not be a problem at all. And it's not any of this umbrella kippah either. Okay, so that's regarding the chassan. Let's move to the kala now. Let's get it, okay? The Chiddush is, Lamaisa, that in our Gemara, let's point out, before we mention our Gemara, what did the Mishnah say? I hope you saw the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say in Sota? During Vespasian's time, they were gozer what? On the chassan, on the ataris. What does it say during Titus? Who was Titus? The Gemara says in Gittin, in our Masechta, the Tisha B'Av Gemaras. Right, the senators appointed who? Vespasian to be the emperor. And he had to leave being the general. And who took over to be the general? Titus Arasha. Who is Titus? Vespasian's son. Okay? What were they gozer then? They were gozer on Kalis. The Puma Shal Titus, get that down because Tosfos didn't quote it. The Puma Shal Titus gozer al Ataros. They were gozer on crowns of Kalos. Of the kalos, okay? So during when Titus took over, they made Xerah on the crowns of the kalos. Oh, so let's get this. Our Gemara, though, says there was no Xerah on kalos. So what's going on? So the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher in Siman Reish Dalet and the Ramban write that the Xerah was Davka on Atar Shel Zahav. Let's get it. Meaning the Mishnah in Sota prohibited a golden crown for a kalah. And that's why it was Aser. In our sugya, he was not weaving a golden thing. It was of cloth material. Therefore, it was mutter. Okay. The Ramban in the Sefer Torah Adam in Inyan of Avelis, in Torah Adam discusses all types of categories of life, Amud Reish Samach Beis, he points out that anything that's made of metal is Aser. And therefore, Lamaisa, we found that if it's made of metal, it's Aser. Therefore, in our sugya was made of cloth, it's mutter. Okay. Fine. Now, regarding the din of any woman, a regular woman, not a kala. What's the story regarding that? So, Lamaisa, Tosfos, and the Ramban, and the Rashbis, as Philip read very nicely, the Isser is only limited to kalos. Does not apply to regular women. As the Gemara writes, regular women went outside with an Irshel Zahav. However, let's get this. The Meiri again argues. And the Meiri claims that this is usher to all women, not just the kala. All women are usher, and it's interesting, he does not explain the Gemara in Shabbos. So how could it say in the Gemara in Shabbos that women went outside in Irshel Zav? How is our Meiri deal with that Gemara? Said that women walked out with an Irshel Zav. So maybe the pshat is as follows. It's not referring to a crown over there, it's referring to another type of jewelry or ornament. Maybe that's how the Meiri would explain away that Gemara. Yes, same svara, Zevi. Well said, same svara. And he'll explain away the Gemara in Shabbos, not talking about a crown. Okay. So again, as Zevi pointed out, if it's the woman in her happiest day of her life has this isser, and we don't give her a break, how much more so we shouldn't give a regular woman a break? Okay. Therefore, it's very interesting. If you look back at the Rambam again, when he talks about kalus, what does the Rambam stress? Metal is usser. The Rambam says if it's of kesef or zav, it's usser, like the Ramban. If it's made of cloth, it's mutter. If it's made of cloth, it's mutter. Now the Beis Yosef in Simon Tov Kuf Samich points out, very interestingly, what happens if there's a spritz of silver or gold in it? What's the din? What would you say in that? It's really made of cloth, and it's sprinkled a little bit of gold and silver in it. What would be the din in that case? So he says, the Beis Yosef said the Rambam held it was usher. And the Taz on the side of Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Kuf Samech, Sifkat and Vav, says, it's usher. If you have a cloth hat with sprinkled in it threads of silver or gold, it's mamish usher. Okay? That's very, very interesting, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be an isser. Okay? Fine. But the truth is, if you look, Lamaisa, it's interesting. If you look, Lamaisa, it's possible to say that the Shita Mikubetz, as I said, is Machmer in the Rab, not the Shita Mikubetz, but there are Shitas that can have any gold or silver in it, and it's Mashma like that, Lamaisa, from other Psakim of the Rambam, Lamaisa, you can't have any gold and silver in it at all. Okay? Fine. Truth is, the Ramban seems to argue, and our Taisus there as well, in Masechah Shabbos, and the Aruch, please get it, the Ramban, Taisus, and the Aruch argue and say, no, if the Iker cloth, if the Iker hat is made of cloth, then it's okay, even if there are spritzes of what? Even if there are spritzes of gold and silver in it, it would still be okay. Okay? What's the Psak Halach Halach Lamaisa? The Mechaber writes that the Isser is only limited to who? Chosin Vekala, does not apply to other men and women against the Meiri. And he quotes the Rambam, Lamaisa. And as I said, though, the Rambam's quote, though, is a little bit different. The Rambam's quote is a little bit like we have in Mashma, that according to the Mechaber, Halach Lamaisa, a cloth hat would be okay, even if there are sprinkles of gold and silver. He doesn't seem to go like that Chumrah of how to read the Rambam, Lamaisa, at all. Like the Beis Yosef's Gerson Rambam. He has our Rambam according to the Gerson that we have it. So it's made of cloth, it's fine. Even though there's a little bit of gold and silver in it, the Iker is made of cloth, and therefore it's mutter. Oh, and Lamaisa, the Ataris Chasanim, he also has the extra Lashon. And what's the extra Lashon? Tell me. What do you mean the extra Lashon? Remember we said the Rambam had two Lashonos? What's the extra Lashon? Tell me. It's only Asur Chasan. So therefore it's Asur not just the crown, but also the what? This umbrella would be usher as well, according to the Shulchan Aruch. So the pashtus is, I think, the bottom line is, though those tiaras, I don't think as a crown, and I don't think as a umbrella. So therefore, for your kala, when you get married, Bizashem, she wants to wear this tiara, right? Is that we're pronouncing it right? That would be okay. And someone told me that Rav Ron Swag Shlita also thought it was okay as well. Halacha l'maaseh. So it seems like it would not fall under this category. Okay? That's the topic of Atara. Now let's go to Tzedakah. Let's get to the topic of Tzedakah. Oh, quickly, Philip, just the next Taisus. Read the next Taisus inside. I just want to finish. I want to make sure you finish up. Go ahead, Philip. Next Taisus. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Please get this. Go ahead. Oh. That which is called a coin head, it is called what? Right. Kirichsiv. What do we call the coin head? Mikbos. Go ahead. The hat of who? The coin gadol is called the mikbas. Go ahead. Umafarish rivah. The coin gadol did not have a coin head. Did not have its sits. Go ahead. So I want you to get this. A coin hedget's hat was called the mikbas. It was very high. How could it be high? You can never have anything over the tzitz. Tzitz had Shem Hashem on it. What's the answer? Kohen Hedi didn't wear it tzitz. Kohen Hedi only had four. Kohen Gadol had eight begadim. So that's why it's called the mikbas. It was puffy, a Kohen Hedi's hat. That's the label. Go ahead. Kohen Hedi was a mikbas. Go ahead, Philip. Oh, Kohen Hedi was called the mikbas. And a Kohen Hedi, Kohen Gadol, because you could have nothing over the what? Over the tzitz,
Mikbas was called a what? What was his hat called, the coin head, coin gadol? Mitznefes. It was like puffed down. Mitznefes, have you ever seen any pictures of it? And therefore, that's the difference in terminology. Because nothing could be higher than the tzitz. Go ahead. He says, I think that's wrong. We find in Shas that a mitznef is referred to a hedyot also. Go ahead. Damar. Even if they're equal, nakad hachav rosh going gadol. Afisha what? They're only usher for chasanin. Kedim mefarsh kain going gadol shu rosh v'sar b'Yisrael. So what does he mean when he says this last line? Did you get that? What does Tosis mean in the last line here? When he says this. What is that last mind? The Reis says, I don't like that. First of all, Mitznefes is referred to a coin hedget, right? He says, even if they would be the same expression, what's he bothered by? Excellent. If you call Mitznefes also referring to what? Mitznefes is also referred to a coin hedget. Why did the Gemara hone in on a coin gadol? What's the answer, Philip? Because Tosfos Lashitoso wants to say this whole topic is limited only to people of chashivas. Who's the chashiv? Kohen Gadol's chashiv. Much more chashiv than a Kohen Hedget. Like a chassan who's chashiv as well. That's why the Gemara honed in on the word Kohen Gadol. That's what he's saying. See, according to who? According to the, who's the first shita? The Riva. According to the Riva, it makes a lot of sense why the Gemara only said what? Philip? According to the Riva, why did Gemara only say Kohen Gadol? Because what was said in the Pasuk? Mitznefet. Who wears the Mitznefet? A Kohen Gadol. So according to the Riva, it makes a lot of sense. According to who? According to the Ri, who says we find Mitznefet also used this for a Kohen Hedid. Why did the Pasuk Gemara only say Kohen Gadol? Should have said Kohen Hedid as well. Answers were focused on Hashivis, of who the person is or is. That's how you relearn up the Pshat and the Taisis. Okay. Very well. And we should mention the Rashba and the Tosfos Rid also say that the halacha is that this is only limited only to who? Only to Kalas, Atara, Mizav. Atara of Nadav Zav is Mutter, like we find by Marbar of Ashi. And this is Davka for Akala Lamaisa. And the Isser of the Lamaisa, of the Chasin Lamaisa, is only limited to Chasin, Lolashar, Abdar, the Sheet of what? The Valat Tais, the Rabban and Ritva against the Chasin. Okay, like we said. Not of the chashivas of a chasin, that's correct. Chasin is comparable like a coin gadol, that's correct. Okay, let's get down to the following now. When we talk about kohanim, what is the status of kohanim? Are kohanim considered to be shluchim didon or shluchim merachmanim? Who asked the shaila? The Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we view kohanim? Are kohanim the shluchim of Hashem or are they our shluchim? This shaila is asked in Gemara and Kedushin Daf Lav Gimel and a Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Hey. How do we view conceptually Kohanim? Are they Shluchim Didon or Shluchim Rachmonim? The Tosfos writes, they're definitely Shluchim of Hashem. The question is, are they also our Shluchim? Oh. And the Gemara proves, Poshim Shat, that they're only Shluchim of Hashem. Why? Because there is a rule. I want you to get this. What is the rule? The rule is you're never allowed to appoint a shliach to do something if you can't do it yourself. So how could Yisrael appoint the shliach, a kohen, to be makriv a korban on his behalf when the Yisrael can't do what the kohen does? Yisrael can only do shchita. What are the four avodas Adam? First is shchita. Secondly is kabbalah of the blood. Thirdly is holacha. Fourthly is rika. Shchita is only kshir bizarre. The last three are mitzvahs kuhuna v'helech, exclusively done by Kohanim, and no one else. So we see very clearly that what the Gemara writes, that the Kohanim, when they do their jobs in the Kohen Gadol, are not shluchim of Yisraelim, they are shluchim of Rachmanim. You must get that klal down. I cannot appoint a shliach to do something if I can't do it myself. And there is a beautiful tshuva Rav Avadia discusses at great length. Can I appoint my friend in Eretz Yisrael to be mafresh trumas and maisos on my behalf? On one hand, I could fly to Eretz Yisrael and get there. On the other hand, practically now I'm not here. So is this klal a theoretical klal or is it a practical klal? And that's a very interesting. I remember in Shalbim, we wrote a whole shtickle Torah on that cloud. But I want you to get that. Is it a practical cloud? It's a practical cloud. I'm not in your control. I can't appoint my friend to Mafish Trumas on my behalf. On the other hand, if it's a theoretical cloud, I can fly there tonight and go there. So that's a big shaila how to view it. Okay. Now we move to the topic of stokit. Let's get it. There is an interesting din of stok, of course, and that is as follows. There is a Gemara in Meseches Bava Basra on Daf Ches that writes as follows. One of the Amoraim made a pledge to give stokit, and he didn't give the money. And the Gemara says, after they forced him to give, be good on his pledge. Okay? Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Ches in the base. Tosis asks the following kasha. You must get it. Tosis asks, what's the pshat? How on earth can we force the man to be good on his pledge? There is a klal, the Gemara says, any mitzvah essay, Gemara Chulin, any mitzvah essay where the Torah delineates reward, you're not allowed to be kofa person. Philip, do we have this? Any mitzvah where the Torah delineates reward, if you don't do it, Beis Din is not able to force you. I'm going to write the klal. Kol mitzvah essay, shematan, Schar b'tzido, any mitzvah essay where the Torah delineates reward next to it, ein Beis Din muzaren alev. Beis Din cannot be kofa person to do it. Beis Din cannot be kofa person to do the mitzvah. For example, kibud avein, you live a long life. Shiluach hakan, you live a long life. Can Beis Din be kofa guy to do this mitzvah? No, because Rashi says in Chulin Kuf Yudam Beis, that itself is the punishment. You won't get the reward that the Torah delineates. So it's like there's a self-built-in punishment. So Beis Din doesn't have the auspices to go ahead and what? To go ahead and punish you. That's this klal. Okay? Kol mitzvah esed, shematan schar betzidu, where the Torah delineates reward, Beis Din can't be kofa. Muzaharin. They don't have the auspices to go ahead and what? Punish you to do it. Because there's a built-in punishment if you don't do the mitzvah. The Meilech asks Tosfos, how does the Gemara say on Daf Ches and Beis, Achtel Reb Nosson? Reb Nosson made a pledge and he didn't give the money, and they forced him to give the money. Frek Tosfos against the din. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos gives four terutzim. Let's get them. Number one terutz, Tzedakah is not just a mitzvah sesei, there's a lav. In fact, there are two lavin. What are the two lavin? Lo tekapets, right? What's the lashon? Lo ta'ametz, and what else? Lo what? It's beferish lamais in the posik. It's lo ta'ametz. It's levavcha lo tikpots es yadcha. Don't clench your fist and not give him money. So Tosfos says, stokim is a lav too. It's not just a classical essay alone. There's a lav. Lav nami. First teretz. Second teretz is, they didn't really force them. They just, you know, were kofa with words. They just, you know, mermizar is it. Kofa means mamish, you know, kofa the guy. The Gemara Tosfos says, no, they were just kofa with words. Third teretz is that they had made a deal in this town that anyone who pledges to give stock and they don't give it can be forced to give the money. So it was a special din. The Lashon of Tosfos says they made up their own, they had their own deal in the town, Tosfos says. Very interesting. He says such a chiddush. They had their own deal in the town, Lamaisa, that they went ahead and they what? They went ahead and made sure, Lamaisa, that it's possible. Yeah, I'll read you the Lashon. He says, Tosfos says, Lamaisa, that they made up. He says, that was the deal. You make a pledge, you should know if you're a nig on the pledge, the gabai is going to be kofi you. So let's say they made a tanai. Tanai b'tzibor. Tanai shalat tzibor. Okay. Mentisis is a fourth teretz. Amazing. You know what the fourth teretz is? This cloud, all it means is that Beis Din is not required to force you. But if they want to force you, they can. Beis Din
lo tzarich, lo chayiv. They're not chayiv to force you, but if they want, they can. And in this case, in the Gemara, they wanted to. Okay? That's a fourth teretz. This is Tosfos Baba Basra on Daf Chesed base. So let's add on, the Rav Zatzal had a fifth teretz. And the Rav said that there are two types of staka. The two types of staka are as follows. You have a chai chiv on the obligation of a yachid, chobas a yachid. Every Jewish individual has a chiv staka. But then there's a communal obligation, which is called a chobas a tzibur. And where are the two parshias in the Chumash about staka? Which two parshias? Bahar, which is the Chovas HaRabim. What's the second one? Re'ei, Chovas HaYochid. There are two different partials. Please get it. Bahar, it's Gir V'Tosha V'Chzakta Bo. Bach, or Bo, I think it is. And in Re'ei, it's the Chiyuv on the individual. If you look in the Rambam, it's very striking. You take a look tonight or tomorrow morning. I didn't give it to you. Look it up. The Rambam in Pirik Zion in Hilchos Matnas Anim, it's in Sefer Zeroyim, is the Chiyuv on the individual. In Perek Tes, he says Kol Ir. Perek Tes is the obligation on the Tzibor. So even in the Rambam, there are two tracks. The only problem is, I once pointed out that if you look, the Rambam quotes the wrong Psukim. Because according to the Rav, he should have quoted Perek Tes as Bahar and Perek Zion Re'ei. If you look in Perek Zion, where he's talking about the individual Chiv, he quotes the Pasuk in Bahar. It's a kasha I had on the Rav. Rav's pshat. Okay? Doesn't fit the right marker in the Rambam. But nonetheless, the longest the Rav said is, when is there a klal that basin can't be kofa? On what? On an individual chiv. But on stock of the tzibor that they pledge they're going to give, that you can be kofa. And that was the case in the Gemara, he wants to say, that it was an obligation of the tzibor. And Rav Nasa was in charge of the tzibor's money, and therefore they forced him. Interesting teretz of the Rav. So what emerges is, I want you to get it, is that there are two tracks in stock. There's a chovas hayachid, and then there is a chovas hatzibur, okay? And that's a very interesting concept. And the truth is, there's a lot of lumps about this. Ronsag wrote a whole article once about the mitzvah of staka. And the two possibilities that we want to present now is the mitzvah on the nosein, or is the mitzvah on the makabel? Obviously, there's a mitzvah to give. But for example, the Sifri says, if I lose a few bucks on the floor and an ani picks it up, do I fulfill the mitzvah or not? So there's a Sifri that says yes. Because the ikar of stock is that the makabel gets it. You follow me? So that Sifri seems to highlight that the mitzvah is on the makabel. However, give me a marker. I'll give you two makaros that the focal point is on the nosei.
What would be the two makaros? Either is it the nosei, or is it the makabel?
There is a Gemara in Sukkah that says, I want you to get it, Ein staka mishtalemes elofi chesed shabbat. You are only rewarded for the staka that you do in accordance with the chesed that you put into it. Commensurate with the chesed. And if you look in the Rambam writes that one of the major components of staka is your smiling face that you're supposed to have when you give staka to the ani, when you implement staka to the ani. It's not just the makabel getting the money, you just, you know, give the money and leave. It's the element of the nosin, the simcha that you have to give. So it's a question whether it's the nosin or the makabel. It's a very interesting concept. And the Gemara in Baba Basra on Yudah Manav says it's a din of lishma. The Rabbeinu Bechai and the Kara Kemach discusses this. It's the mitzvah of lishma, obviously it's on the what? It's on the nosin. So that's a very big discussion I want you to get. What's the focal point of stock? Is it the nosin or the makabel? One marker to prove it's on the makabel, as long as the Sifri says the guy picks up the money, I get a mitzvah. What do you mean? I didn't even give it to him with my own hand, but it was my money. The makoros of the nosin is that the Rambam, the Gemara says in Sukkah Memches, I'm going to base that you are given, rewarded by Hashem according to the chesed you put in. And number two, you have to have the smiling face that you're giving it. You get groceries for an elderly lady, you plop it on the table and leave. You can't even ask how she's doing. Part of stuck is the element of simcha. Oh. So that, as an introduction, brings us to the topic at hand that we have now. So let's get it. That even an ani has a chiv to give stock. Even an ani has a chiv to get stock. Okay, let's get it. It's interesting that the Rambam quotes this din. Rambam is quotes this din where? In Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Matnas Anim. He says it explicitly, this halacha. Rambam has it, and it's Perek Zayin halacha hey. So where's Perek Zayin, we said? What track is that in the Rambam? Perek Zayin, we said, is what? The Yachid, right? And this is quoted in Hilchos Tak in Yordea, Simin Reish Mem Chesif Aleph. Okay. Now, despite the fact that an Ani must give Staka himself, I want you to get this, we are not kofa him. If he doesn't give it, we're not kofa. This is based on the Tosefta in Peya, and it's quoted like that in the Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Rambam, that an Ani that doesn't give Staka, we don't kofa it from him. We don't forcefully extract it from him. Okay? Why? Because the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the mitzvah of an Ani is to fulfill the Chovas HaGuf that he has on himself. And therefore, Lamaisa, therefore the Rambam writes, you should give at least a shlishis ha-shekel every year. I want you to get that. Shlishis ha-shekel every year. Every Jewish person has to give at least, Lamaisa. And he has a mitzvah. This Ani has a mitzvah just as well. But the Ani does not have a mandate to worry about the parnas of others. And therefore, we never find that we are kofa him. Meaning, I want you to get this. The chiyuv to be kofa guys to give staka flows from the fact that every Jew has to worry about other guys' parnasa as well. And Ani doesn't have to worry about other guys' parnasa. He has a chiyuv to give the shlishi shel shekel, and that's it. But since an Ani has no chiyuv to worry about the parnasa of others, we don't have the requirement to be kofa him to give. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes b'feirush. Okay. Interesting. That's the Chiddush. Now, Lamaisa, it's interesting, is this Chiyuv that an Ani has to give Staka, is it the Uraisa or is it the Ravana? What would you say? Where was the Pasuk Philip from? Where was the Pasuk from? A Navi, the Navi of Nachum. Okay? The Navi of Nachum. Yes? So I would think it's Divrei Kabbalah. There is a Gemara, though, I want you to get it, in Bab Metzia and Lamed Aleph from Beis that says that there is a requirement for an Ani to give staka from what pasuk, Adam? Nason titain. Ein li ela matanam ruba. How do I know you got to give a lot of money for staka? Because it says that. Matanam uetis minayin. Tamalom nason titain mikol makom. Rashi says from here we learn a mandate that it's incumbent upon every person even to give a little bit of a matana, if that's the only thing that he can give. Meaning an Ani must give what he can give, and that's it. And the Shittim Gubetzis B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonason says that Kavan is referring to an Ani. So that's very important. So what? Why do I say it's important? Number one, it's another Gemara. But number two, it's from where? From the Torah Kedosh. So maybe this is a Chiyuv D'Oraisa or not. Oh. Very interesting. So the Kiryat Sefer says... Kiryat Sefer says that this chiyuv is only midivrei Kabbalah and it's only midivrei Rabbanan, he says. This is what he wants to say. And therefore, we do not kofa the man to give it because it's not a chiyuv midiraisa. The Kiryat Sefer says this chiyuv is only a chiyuv midkabbalah, only midivrei Rabbanan. And therefore, we're not kofa the fellow. Okay? And therefore, the Radbaz also might be saying the same thing, that we're not kofa this man to fulfill the mitzvah, because it's not a chiv what media raisa. Interesting. Okay, so that's one approach. But I want to point out the following. The Ritva in Bab Metzia writes, the chiddush is that we should not stop ourselves, if you're, God forbid, if a person's an Ani should not prevent himself from giving staka, thinking that he will go bankrupt. Okay? So the Ritva says we're not talking about an Ani mamish over there. I want you to get this. The Ritva argues and says that we're not referring to what? We're not referring to an Ani in Bab Metzia. What are we referring to? A person that is doesn't have a big salary and is afraid if he gives, he will go bankrupt. The Torah says don't worry about it. But we're not talking about an Ani mamish. So if you learn like the Ritva, then the Ritva skirts that whole Gemara and says the Gemara here is not the same Gemara. I want you to get that. According to the Ritva and Bab Metzia, we weren't talking about an Ani over there. According to the river, talking about a man who has a low salary, but it's not an ani. And he's afraid that if he gives money, he'll lose his salary, he'll go bankrupt. Still, you should give. We're not talking about ani mamish. So maybe that's how the Kiryat Sefer from the Rabbis learned. I, our Gemara says, Divri Kabbalah lav ke Divri Torah Dami. I, doesn't the Gemara in Pal Mitzvah say it's Diraisa? No. The Gemara in Pal Mitzvah wasn't talking about an ani. Talking about a guy who made a low salary. So it's no problem, Lamais. No problem at all. Okay. But you know what? What's another way of saving the two Gemaras? To say that we hold Divri Kabbalah is what? Kedivrei Torah Dami, Seth. Excellent. Kedivrei Torah Dami. And therefore the Pasuk in Nachum is just as good as the Pasuk in the Torah. And therefore the Chiyuv becomes Midiraisa. So I want you to get that. If you assume that Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah Dami, then Mamish, it would be a Chiyuv Midiraisa to give Staka even as an Ani. And the truth is, and let's close with this Ramah. Okay, let's close with this regarding this topic. The Ramah writes in Simin Reishnu Aleph Sif Gimel that Parnassus Atmos Kodemus L'chol Adam. Your own Parnassa comes first, before everyone else's. You're not chayiv to give stock unless you can sustain yourself. And the Shach says the same thing, L'maisa. You're not mechuyiv to give the stocka, calls man that what? You don't have Parnassa yourself. So that makes a lot of sense if you think about it. And Ani's got to give his own stocka. But are we mechuyiv to what? To force him to give? No. Because maybe he feels like he needs to sustain himself. Okay, maybe he's mechuyiv to sustain himself. So it could be that ufi the Ramah, you're mechuyiv to give the shlishish hashekel, which is a small amount, or maybe you can give to another ani on condition that he returns it. Maybe you can give to an ani on condition that he returns it. That's another way of what of getting out of it. Maybe you can give it to an ani on condition of returning it, lamaisin. Therefore, you gave it at least for a little bit. Who writes this beferish? The Bach. The Bach in the end of Simin Reish Nun Gimel says an ani can be yotze. I want you to get that by giving a pruta to another ani, and the guy can give it back to him. But by you just giving it, you're yaitse. This is the chiddush lamaisa, that you give it to someone else, lamaisa, in such a vein. Okay? It's a little bit difficult, because if you're giving the guy by tzedakah, Gabbai tzedakah never gives it back. Gabbai tzedakah keeps it for the kupa. That's what the Baal Maisa Rokeach says, that it says give it to a pruta to someone else, doesn't give it, you don't give it to a Gabbai tzedakah. But what I want to bring out is that what's so important is, the chiyuv staka applies not just to a rich fellow, not just to a fellow who's what? A low salary, but it applies even the third level to an ani himself. That's the chiyuv of staka. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, let's get it. Everyone's familiar with the cloud of Meiser Ksofen, right? What is Meiser Ksofen? How does that relate to staka? Meiser Ksofen is a shear in staka. Now, is that the Eraisa, the Rabbanan, or a Minig? Three shittas. I want you to get it. The Bach writes in Hilchos Staka that there are three shittas. Is Meiser Ksofen the Eraisa, the Rabbanan, or a Minig? Now, many poskim are making, let's say you're a kohel guy, you just got married, you don't have a lot of money. If you give a tenth of your salary, you're really in trouble. So maybe you could rely on the fact there's a third sheet that says the whole thing's a Minig, and in such a situation, it's difficult. Now, Tyson Tainus Daf Tes, get it down, claims that Meiser Ksofen is the Eraisa. Tyson in Tainus Tesamen Aleph holds it's a Eraisa. The three shittas. But many poskim are makel to assume that it's a minig, and therefore where you're just avreich, you just got married, you could be makel. But if you're making a salary, there are those that are makbid that they actually shave off their salary. They have a separate account. They do a tenth from their bank account. That a tenth from their salary is put into a special fund. Because those are makbid that it's deraisa. And many shilas, in other words, if you hold this deraisa, you're going to be much more makbid. If it's a minig, you're going to be much more makel. Let's say the Meiser Ksofen, is it before taxes? Or after taxes. If you hold us to your right, so you got to be machmer. If you hold us to Rabbanah, you'll be mekel. Can you, tuition, can you count tuition to Meiser Ksofen? That is, if you guys get married and have kids, tuitions are very, very expensive. Very expensive. Right? What did you say? In America, okay. Very good, that's true. Very expensive. So can you count your tuition for Meiser Ksofen? That's all. Also an interesting shiloh. If you say it's deraisa, no, we'd be machmer. If you say it's a minig or the rabbanon, there's more room to be mekel. There's a lot of different shilas really that come up regarding this. Okay? And it all depends on this, but it's considered to be a shir. So the bottom line is, Reb Moshe has a chiddush, there's a din of Meiser Ksofen by zman. Should give a tenth of your time.
to fellows that needed chizuk, let's say in learning or chesed. Very interesting. Rav Moshe once said, "Is it dinner meister zman? She should try. We should also always try to give over zman to, let's say, whether fellows in high school or fellows in, let's say, JSS or what it's called mechina now, right? JSS in my day and age, you give over some time to learn, 15 minutes, half an hour, to meister nechazik, other guys. That's part of the din of meister what? Meister zman. To meister one zman. All right." We started off discussing when the semester started about land for peace. So we only had like 5 minutes. So we only have 1 minute. So we'll pick. One day we'll have to do the whole piece. I just want to continue from where we left off. Just one piece of it. Okay. Where we left off is that one of the issues to determine whether land for peace is permissible is if you're in a winning battle or a losing battle. Okay? If you're engaged in a losing battle, obviously, there's no mitzvah to engage in a losing battle. What's the raya for that? And we need the generals, the experts, to decide whether it's a winning battle or a losing battle. How do you decide whether you're in a winning battle or a losing battle? The generals. But what's my raya that there's no mitzvah to engage in a losing battle? It's from Gittin. What happened in that Gemara we mentioned earlier with Titus? What did the Chachamim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai want to do? He wanted to make peace with them. Why did he want to make peace with them? Because they were losing. And the Brionim, the wild zealous guys, burnt up the food and created a terrible famine. The Brionim. You know those Brionim were also the Gemara that you brought up, Evan. The Brionim, the ones who were being Mitzahar Reb Meir. And that's where Meir was going to be Mispalei Shaddai, and Bruya, his wife, said only the sins, right? It was the Biryonim. Remember I told you the Biryonim? That's the riot from our very own Masechta. There was a losing battle. There's no mitzvah to engage in a losing battle. So they wanted to make peace. And Baruch Hashem, they did a terrible thing, but he got out, and what did he ask for? 3 things, right? And the Gemara says, well, why didn't he ask completely to be saved? What did the Gemara say? Why didn't he ask for the Klai Yisrael to be saved completely? He would thought he wouldn't get anything. So you see that was his part of his strategy. There's no issue of winning or losing battle. He asked for 3 things. Malchus based David's dynasty, the medicine for Ravasi, and what else? Yavne. Excellent. So you see that whole story, al pi halacha, there's no mitzvah to engage in a losing battle. Okay? So hopefully we're in a winning battle, Lamaisa. But one of the points to determine land for peace is it winning or losing? So Bezer Shem, you ask the experts. We're in a winning battle, hopefully, Bezer Shem. But if we're in a losing battle, then there would be a heter, perhaps, to give up land for peace. I thought you're not allowed to give land to a non-Jew. It's lo sechanein. Right? Not allowed to give a matana to a non-Jew if you get nothing out of it. What are the 3 things? You can't give a compliment. The Gemara writes in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof. Can't give land. And you can't give what? A matana. A gift. It's usher. Unless you get something out of her, it'll be a chil Hashem. Give a tip around Xmas, because it'll be a chil Hashem otherwise. It'll do more work for you. But in a total void, where you get nothing out of it, is an isser. You know what says in Shulchan Aruch? You can't even give a shevach. If I say, when I say that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player to ever play, and I really believe that strongly, even though Kobe got 61 last night, right? I saw it in the newspaper this morning, right? But there's no doubt in my mind. You guys probably don't even remember Michael Jordan. But Michael Jordan is the greatest, without a doubt, by definition, right? There's nothing to feel about, right? So when I say that he's the greatest person, what does it say in the Bir HaGol? It says in Shulchan Aruch, I have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Michael Jordan such talent that he's the greatest player ever played basketball. But to say it in the vacuum, the Mechaber writes is wrong. You have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this guy the greatest talents. So how's it mutter if we're engaged in a losing battle, give up land? Pikuch nefesh. We're getting killed. Then it's mutter. But we have to determine, as I'm saying, is it a winning or a losing battle? But the mucker and shots that you don't engage in a losing battle is the Gemara of the Melchim and Zakkai. But once we've determined a winning battle, then we continue upon this road and the analysis of land for peace. Okay, everyone have a good day.